I'm in a series called Why. Why the Bible, I said. A couple of weeks on Why the Bible. Why do we have a church, okay? And why don't we just all get together and you bring your book, I bring my book, and we'll have a bunch of books and we'll have church. No, we have a book. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. And that's what we do. And why do we do it? Gave messages on that. Why? Why pray? It seems crazy. I didn't pray. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what prayer was. I never prayed. Why y'all do that? You bow your head? Do you open your eyes? What do you do? Why do you do it? I gave two messages on why we pray. Cookies on the bottom shelf. Why talk above us when we need to learn? Amen? And why am I here? Gave a message on that. Here's one today. Why me? Say that out loud. Why? How many remember that song? Why me, Lord? What did I ever do to deserve loving you and all the kindness you've shown? Remember that song? And the chorus, it had to go. It's high though. Well, Lord. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it so. Remember that? Help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. And now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. I know who I am, or my soul's in your hands. We probably mixed it up. You know who wrote that song? Take a wild guess. Kris Kristofferson wrote that song. He was not one of my favorite singers. The other guys that he sung with, like Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, you know, but Kris Kristofferson, he just passed away recently. But I just remember as a young kid, and I wasn't even a Christian. And that wasn't a Christian song per se. It was on the country charts. And I remember as a kid hearing that song. Didn't know a thing about it, but I would sing it because I'm a country kid. You know what I mean? That's a good song. You know what I did last night? Drove Kim up the wall. I'm laying in bed going, now that I know. I got the phone, you know, and there's Kris Kristofferson singing. And then I heard Johnny Cash do it. I'll pull up Johnny, see if he did it. But it was, what a good song. But what a big question. Why me? Why me? Why me? Why'd you love me? Why you pick me? Why you care for me? Don't you know who I am? I'm no good. I'm a pain in the rear end. Why you pick me and love me? All of y'all could say that, by the way. Let's look at it. Why me? Why me? And we're going to roll with it, Rog. I know it's a pretty good-sized message. We'll just see how far we get today. Why would God... And I wrote this, in case you're wondering. I just took a pen and wrote years ago. And it didn't mean to be poetic, but here it goes. Why would God love me, care about me, die for me, and cry for me? Want to talk to me and walk with me? Why would God choose me? Why would God use me? Why would God bruise me? Will God ever lose me? Why would God feel me and thrill me and seal me? Why would God gift me and lift me and sift me? Why would God forgive me and live in me? You know why? Say it out loud. For His glory and to the praise of His glory. By the way, everything on that screen is in the Bible. I wasn't just being poetic. Every one of those things and a whole lot more. I could have kept writing and writing and writing and writing. Why me? Why me? Let's read some scripture. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He's chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. It's so pathetic, really, that as Christians, we come to church and somehow He did it all. He died. It was His plan. It was His love. And somehow we think we're good enough to get it. We're good enough to earn it. Guys, it's disgusting. You hear me or not? If you were taught your good works take you to heaven, you were taught wrong. Now, your good works can earn you a paycheck and get you a job. Your good works, you know, you might get you a kiss from your girlfriend. I don't know. But it's not going to get you to heaven. It's ridiculous. Or giving money. I give my money to church, I'm going to go to heaven. You're going straight to hell. It's not happening. Because your way is screwed up. God did all this. He chose to love us. He created us in His image and His likeness. We're not a dog. We didn't come from slime. It's all a lie. They've been lying to you for a while. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Got it or not? We've all sinned. We've all come short of God's glory. If anybody was going to get to heaven, God was going to have to do it. And God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. God became man. Born of a woman. Lived a life, sinless life. Died on a cross. Paid the penalty for our sin. And I know you might say, well, Gary, you're crazy. Why do you believe that? Take a wild guess, because that's what the Bible says. Well, maybe you're wrong. I don't think I am at all. Okay? Whole lot of people gone before me. But I believe it with my whole heart. You can choose to believe what you want to. I'd really warn you and caution you to put your faith in Jesus Christ and no one else. Instead of arguing with Him and blaming Him for this and blaming Him for that because you're such a big shot. I know I'm ugly today. That's fine. You'll get over it. I'm here to make the case for Him today. I don't know. If somebody gives you something and you take credit later and say you did it, you're an ingrate. Is that true? I mean, somebody gave it to you, did it all, paid for it, made it nice, did everything, and you see somebody, look what I did. You're a liar, and the truth ain't in you. Boy, you don't want to mess with God like that. Is that too hard today? Am I being too ugly? Would you just tell me the truth? That's all I want to know. Well, the truth is, this is all God. He chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in what? So much of the church doesn't love. I'm big on loving. Now, I'm also big on telling you the truth. I've got to tell you the truth because I speak the truth in what? And I do love you. We've been nice to you. We sang a lot of nice songs. We even gave you donuts. What do you want? No, I'm just saying, you know, I do care for you. But caring for you is not lying to you. I'm going to keep lying to you. You're good. Bring us your money. A lot of churches do that. I care about you. I'd rather you keep your money. Find Jesus. Amen? If you get saved, this church ain't going to have no problem with its finances. Not going to be a problem. You hear me or not? And ever since we started this in my house years ago. And I had a church up in Venice to be my backup. I didn't have any money. Didn't have, no. Had a vision. And I met with their board of elders at that church, and they said, they knew me, and they said, Pastor Gary, whatever you need will be for you. If you need money, if you and your family, we're not going to let you starve to death. You'll be fine. We're going to take care of you. Did you know we started our church, and we never have had any other church ever help us or ever ask anybody else to help us? God provided everything we've ever needed. You hear me? Let's give Him the credit, amen, and the praise. This is God's plan. God's so good to us, man. But back to Ephesians, you know, having predestinated us to the adoption by Jesus Christ. This was all His plan according to the what? Say that with me, the what? Good pleasure of whose will? Yours? His. And this might smack you upside the head a little bit, this kind of preaching, but guys, come on. Let's get with the program. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He's made us what? What's that word? You didn't make yourself accepted in the beloved. I'm accepted now. Why? Because I said I was. Try that in a court of law. I'm innocent. You ain't innocent until the judge says you're innocent. Yes or no? Absolutely. In whom we have what? Redemption through whose blood? Your blood? Some of you can't even give blood because your blood ain't good enough to give nobody. Is that true? Sure it is. How many can't give blood? Let me see some hands. How many you can, you just don't want to? That's me. I'm sorry, here we go. Keep going. Amen. So, we have redemption, we have the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of what? of His grace. Church has made a racket on making stuff up. If we can make stuff up and get your money and control your life, hey, we can build big buildings and do all kinds of fancy. We can do all kinds of stuff. Get rich, baby. We don't want to do that here. Say that out loud. We don't want to what? Doesn't mean we don't. We have a big, nice building. Trust me. We built this debt-free, and we built it also with hard work. Hard work still pays. Yes or no, amen. Now, work in church is awesome, but it won't get you to heaven. It gets stuff done. It's great. But it's because of Him. Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to the, what's that word? Good pleasure again, which He purposed in who? Himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in who? The party ain't about you. It's not about me. We're going to get in heaven one day and sing praise to Gary. No, you're not. And we don't do it here either. I'm the biggest sinner I know. I'm the biggest sinner I know. You don't know what's in my heart. I could probably go toe to toe with you on either things I've thought or things I've done. Praise belongs to Him. Not me, not you. Amen? And I know y'all hear me a lot, and you know I feel this way, and I know you understand based on the Word. Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Keep going. In whom also we've obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will. That we should be to the what? Praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you've also trusted after you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were what? There's that word, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest or down payment of our inheritance, and until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Just some scriptures up front. Let's just examine a few things right now. And it's just a message on why me. It could be a seminary course. And I said all these things could be taught in seminary. I'm not trying to bore you to tears, but they're pretty important. So why me? I don't know who that guy is. I have no idea who he is. I don't know where Roger gets his stuff. So let's look at it. This was all God's plan. Why me? God loves me. Say that out loud. He has an unselfish concern for my welfare. God loves you. He loves you. He loves me. Who? Me, 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina. You ever been there? Is it one of the better parts of town or worst parts of town? Always been the worst part. Caroline Street goes down. Is there some drug activity on Caroline Street? Prostitution on Caroline Street? Yes or no? It's where I grew up. God don't care for me. My mama's a drunk. That's not true. That's not true. He came to me. I didn't come to Him. I had a song I recorded years ago. I'm crazy when I do stuff like this. The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord, it was so vast the crossing I could never ford. From where I was to His demand, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, how can I come to where You are? So He came to me. He came to me. When I could not go to where He was, He came to me. That's why He died. On Calvary. When I could not come to where He was, He was. He came to me. That's the Bible. That's the truth. Yeah, thank the Lord. I think we ought to thank the Lord. That's the word. You might say, Gary, I haven't been taught that. It's not that I'm a genius. That's the Bible. You can be a genius too. Read the Bible. Believe the Bible. Amen. Come on, man. Say that about me. God loves me. He seeks the what? Every person. But crap happens in our world. Crap happens in our life. Most of the crap that happens, we do it. But a lot of it's done to us. I agree with that. But you know what? All Satan has on us is blame. All we can do, all he can get us to do, or try to get us to do, as a child of God, all he can get me to do is blame God. Feel sorry for myself. But once you unlock the truth and know that God loves you and that he has an unselfish concern for me and he seeks the highest good for me, all of a sudden, Satan gets a tail kicking. Y'all hear me? This was God's plan to love me and to love you. How's that feel? Does it feel nice? I can't believe you go to church. Why y'all people go to church? You crazy people. Call me crazy. I tried it the other way. This is the way. Walk in it. Amen? And that's what we're doing. I love it. Don't mean we're perfect. We're far from it. Good news is you don't have to be. Now, people will disown you, but he won't. Isn't that nice? How many would have disowned you if you could have? Absolutely. Come on. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Here in his love, say this out loud. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And sent his Son to be the propitiation. That's a fancy word, to be the sacrifice for our sins. What a great God. That, why would you do that? Well, he wanted to. Ain't a thing you can do about it. Amen? That's one of my favorite verses right here in the Bible. Man, I think, how hard is the Bible to memorize? This ain't that hard. You hear me say it all the time. Say it out loud. We love him because he... But when you meet some folks, they think they got the cat by the tail. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. It's not about what I do. It's about what he did. And he loves me. He loves you. And he includes us in his family. He even calls us his bride. Wow. He even says, you're my body. You're my body. He says that. You're my hands. You're my feet. You're my smile. You're my eyes. You're my words. You're my touch. Pretty nice thing to say, isn't it? If you call somebody your bride, do you know in marriage it says that the wife's body is the husband's body and the husband's body is the wife's body? Did you know it says that in the Bible? It does say that. That's what marriage is. The two become what? One. And God says that about you and me. We are one with him. That's crazy, isn't it? You don't believe that, do you? Well, your other choice is to believe I'm nothing, I'm no good, I'm hopeless, no one cares. Or you can have your eyes open and believe the word. The Bible says faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the what? Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will do what? It'll set you free, baby. It's freeing, isn't it? You know how freeing it is to know that you don't have to work your way to heaven? How freeing it is to know he loves me just like the old song used to say, just as I am. Isn't that great? Yes or no? That keeps most people out of church. They don't think they're good enough. They don't think they don't live right. Their clothes ain't right. And you know who's given them that impression? Not God, us. We did it. We did it. We did it. We're the ones that have helped them feel that way. And that needs to stop. Y'all hear me? I'm not better than anybody. Say that out loud. I'm not. Just shut up. Y'all hear me? I did a funeral the other day. Beautiful. I've done two of them in the last couple of weeks. They were both tragedies. A young man, 28, was killed on a motorcycle. An Inglewood boy. And he went around in a wrong lane and he got killed. But all his friends came. This place was pretty full.
Most of them didn't go to church. I'm so glad I've learned I'm not better than them. And I could talk to them. I could minister to them. Also knows what it feels like to have hurt and pain. My own mother was murdered. I know what pain feels like. Why act like we're better than other people? Why don't we meet them where they are? Amen. Had another young man, beautiful young man, beautiful young man. He waited on me a month ago at a restaurant. He was so nice to me. I know him. It was all said and done. He brought me a dessert. Pastor, here, this is for you. No, don't do that. I said, I'm good. I'll pay for it. No, this is for me. He gave me a dessert. He was struggling. I didn't know, not so much. He had depression. A couple of weeks ago, he died. All his friends and family came, big crowd from Port Charlotte, from Charlotte High, and I could share Christ with them. People need to hear they don't have to earn it. Y'all hear me, yes or no? Y'all hear me? Yeah, thank the Lord. People need to hear that. Because other people, and you know what? It's okay. And that, you know, when people, it's great. Let's don't mess up this message. Amen? Why me? It's because God chose it. Why me, buddy? Because God made me, and I won't belabor this much. He made me for His glory. He made me for fellowship. He made me to want to be with you. He made me want to get along with people. I like people. You weren't made for that. You were made to actually have people in your life. Did you know that or not? That ain't the way I was raised. Well, I'm sorry, and I know it's hard to move forward sometimes, but God did make you to be with people and want to be with other people. Not just church, your family, your friends, people in general. He made us this way. He made me. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over everything on the earth, over everything that creeps upon the earth. And so what'd God do? Pop it up. God made man His own image, in the image of God created him, male and female created He them. You've been made like God. Guess what God does? He loves people. Guess what He expects you to do? To love who? Well, I ain't like that. No, you are like that. You just screwed up. That's true. But if you're a know-it-all, or you think you're better than folk, it's not that you don't, I mean, you've been made to love, but you have, I don't know, you have messed it up, man. Amen or not. God says, be what? Humble, right? If you humble yourselves, I'll do what? Lift you up, man. Come on. So He made me. God made me. Wait a minute. God came for me. We sang the song, okay? When I was dead in my sins, He came to me. The ways of sin is what? But the gift of God is what? Through who? You won't find through church in the Bible. Now, church is important. Absolutely. He established a church. But it will not save you. The church is you. The church is me. Amen. Has He quickened who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins. Now, this is all God. God came for dead people. We're alive, but when it comes to eternal life, we're deader than a hammer. And He has to quicken us and to make us alive. You know, call me a nut. I don't give a hoot. I'm not the man I used to be. I'm alive. I have hope. I have faith. My name, I can see it. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When I pray and I see. I ain't saying I got it all down all the time. But when I pray and I'm in my right mind, I can see Jesus at the right hand of God the Father making intercession for me. I'm not talking about literally with my eyes. I'm just saying by faith, I see that He loves me and He cares for me. That's a beautiful way to live your life. You hear me or not? It's beautiful. God cries for me. Is that in the Bible? Sit with me. Here's another verse you can memorize. What is it? When I was left years ago in my marriage, and I was hurt real bad. I just thought men did that. No. I cried and cried. Without seeing him, I believe with my whole heart, Jesus was crying for me. Call me a nut. I don't care what you say. He weeps for me. When my mama was killed, when your husband died, your wife died, your child died, we have a God that cries for us. Why? Because He loves us. Y'all hear me or not? I sound like a nut, don't I? You've drunk the Kool-Aid, Gary. I believe it. I don't live up to it. I don't live up to this. Nobody does. You hear me or not? You're better than me, but you ain't better than him. I love this story. He arose, the prodigal son. He came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. He had compassion. He ran on him. And here's where the crying comes in. He fell on his neck. How many ever had seen somebody or loved somebody and you fall on their neck and either they or you get their neck wet? You ever done that before? Say, I have. Oh yeah. Cut that off. Somebody help them if they can't hear it. I can hear it. You should hear it. Here we go. The son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven in your sight. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. I didn't do it. Here we go. The father said, bring forth the best robe. Put it on and put a ring on his hand. Shoes on his feet. Bring a hither a fatted calf. Kill it. Let us eat. Let's be merry. For this my son was what? Now he's what? Alive. He was lost. Now he's found. And they began to be merry. Jesus cares for me. He cries for me. Tell me that daddy in that story wouldn't be crying. Yes or no? Come on. That story's about God and us. It's a parable. He's trying to get through to us today. This joker, look at him. Why me? I don't know him, but he looks like I don't know. God died for me. Who did it? Jesus did. Jesus is God. He's rich in mercy, love, and grace. I got to fly. But God, who is rich in mercy, say it with me, for his great love, wherewith he what? He loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not what? But have everlasting life. It's all through the Bible. This is why. Why? 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 God. Come on. This is crazy. God forgives me and he lives in me because he what? I'm not a dog. And your dog ain't a person either, okay? Love your dog. I got a dog. I love my dog. I don't love my dog more than I love you. God ain't living in my dog. Does dogs go to heaven and God live in dog? No. It's hard to bust your bubble. Doesn't mean your dog, that you don't love your dog, care for your dog. God made you in his image and his likeness. He lives in you because he can. He made you to be able to have him live in you. Does that make me God? Doesn't make me God at all. I'm still a sinner. I've been saved. I've been sealed. My name's been written down. I still got my flesh. How many got some of that? But greater is he that's where? In who? Than he that's what? In the world. I can make it. How many made it and you didn't think you could make it? Come on, be honest. You made it. You made it. How many of you got strength that you thought there was no way you ever had that kind of strength? Can I see your hand? There was no way I had that strength. There's no way I had that strength. Isn't that true? Man, I'm completely worthless without him. That doesn't mean you're like no good, or he doesn't see you valueless. He values you. He loves you. You matter him. But I'm just saying, you without him standing before him ain't going to get it done. Amen. Say, you without Jesus, it ain't going to go, baby. Uh-uh. No, you need him. I need him. I'm crucified with Christ. What a great verse. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. That's crazy. But Christ lives in me. What? And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who what? And did what? Is there any you did it in there? The church did it? No. Are you understanding anything or not? I heard Chris Christopherson give his testimony. It was sort of a crazy testimony. He went to an old-time church. I think it was probably a Pentecostal church. He is in the church service. And the preacher preached. And preacher asked people to come forward and get saved. And Chris really didn't understand it, he said. Not really. But he said, I just started crying. Chris Christopherson. He said, I just went forward. He said, I can't honestly even tell you, looking back, what he said. I don't even remember. This was, you know, years later. But he said, I went forward. Best he knew how. He said, all I know is something came over me and I had so much peace. And that's where that song came from. Why me, Lord? What did I ever do to deserve even you and all the kindness you've shown? Y'all hear the word today or not? Roger's flashing lights say, don't sing, get back to the message. God walks and talks with me. I'll pray the Father and he'll give you another comforter that he can abide with you forever. I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. Anybody in this room ever had God come to you when you were so broken you couldn't even talk, you couldn't even see straight? I can't make it. There's no way. You were made like this. He made you for this. He loves you. That's a transforming message, isn't it? Isn't it, Richard? Change your world, won't it? It'll really change your world when you start trying to treat people like he treats you. Wow, that'll fix a marriage. Say, start working on it, won't it? Come on. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. No, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. This is God talking. God fills me. Don't be drunk with wine, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. God thrills me. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, buddy. I've had some thrilling moments in my life. Amen? Thrilling! God did that. Y'all hear me? God seals me. We read that verse. The Holy Spirit. I'm sealed, in whom you've trusted after that you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and also after that you believed you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of what? See, God doesn't lie. He ain't taking it back. He's good for it. Y'all hear me? Pretty strong word. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit where you're sealed until the day of redemption. Got it? I don't want to grieve him, but I have. God chooses me. He's predestinated us unto this adoption. This was God's will for our life. It's God's will for every man, boy and girl, everywhere to be saved. It's not God's will that any should perish. Is that in the Bible? But that all should come to repentance. It is God's will. You're not going to pin it on him one day. You didn't love me. No, I loved you. You didn't care, or you made up a new way. Uh-uh. Keep going, buddy. God uses me. You see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. God chose the what of the world. That means you and me qualify. To confound the wise. God's chosen the weak things of the world to confound things which are mighty. The base things of the world, things which are despised, God's chosen. Yea, things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should do what? Be able to glory. God did this. This is, like I said, a seminary course. God bruises me. Do you mean that sometimes God lets things happen in my life that hurt me? Yeah. I don't know. I've had my kids. I just can't keep an eye on them all the time. And sometimes they got to fall and they got to work it out. And it hurts. I want to be there to help them though, right? I love the scripture, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Doesn't mean you don't get bruised along the way. To them who are the called according to His purpose. It happens. Will God ever lose me? What'd you say? No, He will never lose you. What's the Bible say? The thief comes not to steal, to kill, but to destroy. That's Satan. I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly or to the full. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's Jesus speaking. Amen. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give unto them what? And they shall never what? Neither shall any man do what? And I've heard other people say, yeah, but nobody can pluck me, but I can jump out of his hand. Quit thinking so highly of yourself. Amen? Come on. God's got me. Say that out loud. God's what? He's got me! Satan, get out of my house! Get behind me! Get away from me! I'm saved! You have nothing to do with me! Talk to him! You hear me? Come on! Believe this! Quit fighting this! You're crazy! Fighting him! You're not fighting an enemy, you're fighting a lover! You find somebody that loves you. Get with it, man. Are you hearing me? We'll have a stroke one day. Hope not. Hope not. Come on. I give them the eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And I, No. Back it up. And I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Say it with me. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Whew. How many know that scripture? Here, I got some other. This is one of my last questions. How many know that scripture? What shall we say then to all these things? If God be what? Who shall be what? That's how I feel after this message. Wow! What shall we say to all these things that Pastor talked about? Man, if God be for us, who can be against us? We feel sorry for people sometimes. I've traveled overseas a lot. I've been in the poorest parts of this country. And sometimes you see people that don't have much and they've got happiness. And they've got peace while we've got everything else. They know God in a way because they got this. And He's got them. Amen? Wow. So I wrote this. I'm going to say it again. Why would God love me, care about me, die for me, cry for me, want to talk to me and walk with me, choose me, use me, bruise me, will never lose me, fill me and thrill me and seal me, gift me, lift me, even at times sift me, forgive me, live in me. Wow. Wow. Why? Why, you might say. Why? Say it out loud. For His and to the. So for you that don't like to praise the Lord, I just don't like to praise the Lord. Lift a hand or something. I say you can do what you want to do. I don't want you to have to do like I do. But maybe this will help you think it through a little bit. maybe this will activate your arms and your mouth and your feet. Y'all hear me or not? The charismatics aren't crazy. Now, some of them are. No, there's nothing wrong with dancing a jig. There's nothing wrong with raising those hands and just getting happy in the Lord. Amen. Because that's who we are. Let's thank the Lord for His word. Why me? Kidding me? Wow. Come on.